Hello and welcome to Observing the Sabbath. This is our very first video here on the channel, and I just wanted to get a little bit into what is this channel going to be all about, and talk a little bit about my Sabbath story. So let's get right into it. What is Observing the Sabbath? Well, I've been a fan of Black Sabbath for years. So I've been a fan of Black Sabbath for a long time, but really in the last few years has that love been cemented, and has that love been taken to the point where Black Sabbath is my all-time favorite band, and I just listen to the music constantly and grow a further and further appreciation for their music and their place in history. And I've found over the last couple of years that I've really wanted some sort of outlet to be able to talk more in depth, to really break down and analyze Black Sabbath. I originally did Observing the Sabbath as a radio series. I attend Fitchburg State University, and there I did a radio show with a couple of friends who had not listened to Black Sabbath. They knew Black Sabbath, they were familiar with the band, but they didn't really know all the music, and they liked what they had heard, and they liked what they knew. And so we did Observing the Sabbath as a series, where I believe it was once every 2 weeks, we would sit down, we'd listen to one of the albums in full, and then we'd go through song by song and kind of dissect and talk about and discuss what the songs were and what the albums were. And it was a really fun series, one that I really enjoyed doing, and I just loved having that discussion. And so since then, and it's been maybe about about a year since we started doing that, I've really wanted to do more with discussing Sabbath, with analyzing Sabbath. And I was toying with the idea of doing this channel, and then I ultimately landed on, you know what, I want to do it. I want to launch Observing the Sabbath as a YouTube series. Because I started going through YouTube trying to find really interesting content regarding Black Sabbath. And I found a lot of people doing reactions to listening to songs for the first time. And you saw a bunch of that, but I found that what YouTube was really missing was a little bit more of a hyper-focus on Black Sabbath itself. Because a lot of these reaction videos for Black Sabbath songs, people listening to War Pigs, to Paranoid, to Black Sabbath, to Into the Void, to Sweet Leaf, any of those, they were all channels that were focused around listening to a wide variety of music, and then that particular video was, oh, let's check out this Black Sabbath band. And a lot of the times the people listening to it and reacting were people hearing it for the first time, which is really cool, and that's fun to listen to and to see people experiencing it for the first time. But I couldn't really find anything about people or a person who was familiar with the music, familiar with the content, really getting deeper into it. And that's something that, since I couldn't find myself online, I wanted to try to create myself. So that's really why I am doing Observing the Sabbath. And I hope that we have a bunch of people out there who are looking for a similar kind of content, who are hungry for a similar kind of thing in expressing their love and talking deeper about Black Sabbath, and that can come here and be part of what I want to create as a community of Black Sabbath fans, really kind of getting deeper into the thing that we love, this band, the founders of heavy metal. So I want to tell now, I went a little bit into it, but I want to tell now my Sabbath story. So now going into my Sabbath story, and after I talk about this, I hope you, the viewers, will go into the comment section and leave me your Sabbath stories, because I really want to hear how you and your individual journey as you got to becoming a fan of Black Sabbath. So it's easier to start with my entire musical history, because I think it kind of paints a context for how I arrived here. And it's important to know, I was brought up as a Christian. I'm not a Christian anymore, but I was brought up Christian. And so, my music of taste in elementary school into middle school was gospel music, which then evolved in middle school And two, I was a huge fan of Chris Daughtry and David Cook from American Idol. And so I was a really big fan of them. And then it sort of morphed. It took its biggest turn when The Avengers came out in 2012. Because with The Avengers coming out, they put out a whole album of different artists, different rock artists coming together for this album, and they released it. And I got that album, and that set me off on a whole new path for different artists that I liked. That included Soundgarden, Shinedown, Rise Against, Papa Roach, Buckcherry. There were a few others. But then I started going off into that vein. Loved Shinedown, loved Papa Roach, loved, you know, all those kinds of bands. So I was really into that kind of rock, and then I started going back, because those were a little more 2000s, and then I started going backwards and listening to more what I would deem classic rock, of like the 60s, 70s, 80s, that kind of era. So lots of AC/DC, and then with AC/DC comes Black Sabbath, and then Metallica, and then Led Zeppelin, and then Van Halen, and then going backwards and listening to all those. And so this was probably, I'd say, middle school into high school. I was familiar with Black Sabbath, and I enjoyed, like, I knew Paranoid, I knew War Pigs. No, I feel like those are kind of the Black Sabbath songs that if you're not a huge Black Sabbath fan, you know those ones. You know Paranoid, you know War Pigs, you might know Black Sabbath, but I didn't know that at the time. So I was like, yeah, no, cool. I like Black Sabbath. Oh, Hand of Doom was another one that I liked at that time. It's like, yeah, these are cool. I like them. Awesome. And then their album 13, the reunion album for Black Sabbath, came out. I believe it came out in 2013, and I was 15 at the time. And I really liked a lot of those songs from that album. I loved End of the Beginning, Loner, God is Dead is a really interesting one. There were a few on that album, Dear Father, that I really liked and like caught my imagination at the time. And so that prompted me to kind of go a little bit more into Black Sabbath. And so then, so I enjoyed Black Sabbath, and in that period of time I really enjoyed it, but then my musical taste kind of went beyond that into a bunch of other things. And it wasn't until a couple of years ago that I really delved back into Black Sabbath. I was doing a radio show, the same Fitchburg State Radio that I was talking about doing Observing the Sabbath before. My friend was doing a series on the radio station, WXPL 91.3 is the name of the station. They were doing a series called Packing List, where they bring on a person and they pick five albums that they would bring with them to a desert island. And I had never really been the kind of person to listen to full albums. I kind of had individual songs. And so it was a real challenge for me to try to compile a whole bunch of different albums, to pick the five albums, because I mostly just listened to individual songs. And so one of the albums I picked was Paranoid from Black Sabbath, and I was like, okay, I like Paranoid, I like War Pigs, I like Hand of Doom, let me listen to Fairies Wear Boots, that's an interesting one. I just recently listened for the first time, right around this time, to Planet Caravan, and so I was like, alright, this is a pretty cool album, sure, I'll put it in the five. And it was after we did that, that I said to myself, I really do, like, that's a good album, I like that, I should really go back and listen to more of Black Sabbath stuff. And then I went back and I listened to pretty much all of the music from the first eight albums, and I was hooked. And ever since then, that was a couple of years ago now, ever since then, I've just become the biggest Black Sabbath fan. They're my all-time favorite band. It's going to be challenging to put into words my love and appreciation for their music into this channel, but that's exactly what the point of the channel is. So that is kind of how I came to love and appreciate Black Sabbath. That is my long musical history that ultimately resulted because of that show Packing List that made me go, I should really go check out some of these other albums. And now I just adore Black Sabbath. So that is pretty much my Sabbath story. So like I said, go into the comments, create your own videos if you want. Let me know what your Sabbath story is. And so I really hope that you subscribe to the channel, that you like, that you comment, that you come join and be a part of this growing community that I want to have here on this channel of Black Sabbath fans. Because I don't think, because when it comes to music, it doesn't matter just what one person thinks, because my opinion is just my opinion. I want to hear from everybody what your thoughts are. And there's so much to unpack with all these albums. And for the record, there are other iterations of Black Sabbath. For me, Black Sabbath is Ozzy, Tony, Geezer, Bill. That is Black Sabbath for me. So we are going to focus on this channel. We're going to focus from their first album, Black Sabbath, to Never Say Die, as well as 13, because that's sort of a culmination album of them coming back all these years later. So we're going to focus on the original 8 albums, studio albums, and then 13. And we're going to do a whole bunch of different things on this channel. We'll do commentaries. I'll do reactions, reviews of all the different songs of the albums. We'll talk a little bit into the history of what's going on, the contextual history of what's going on as they're recording these. And if we build up enough fan base on this channel, I would love to do live streams listening to some of the records and just talking about what's going on. So there's a whole bunch of different things that we can do on this channel, and I'm really excited to launch it. I'm excited for you guys to be here. So please leave a like, leave a comment, let me know your Sabbath story, and subscribe to the channel. Let me know that this is content that you're interested in seeing, and I just really excited to do it. So yeah, so that's gonna do it. Once again, I'm Nathaniel Molnar. This is Observing the Sabbath. Thank you so much for joining us. Take my hand, and we will go riding through the centuries to supersonic years. Thank you, everyone.